Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm not just going to be like, okay, I'm God gifted speed. I'm God gifted strength. I'm God gifted bend. You're going to have to play me. It's a game within a game. I think that's where I should see that a lot of the times, because I don't just bring one thing to the table. I have an arsenal of things that I can do. Sometimes I'm a really, really fast guy. I have a great get off. But sometimes I might stutter off the line and you'd be like, oh, snap.
This time last year, we sat in these chairs. Well, they were in Vegas, not here. But we sat in these chairs, and we told all of you that Kobe Turner was going to be incredible in the NFL. This year, please listen to us when we say that Muhammad Kamara is going to be incredible in the NFL. Did you know, by the way, that you were number two in all of college football, like every Division I program, FBF, FCS, every conference, you were number two out of 436 teams in pressures last year. I'm sure it felt like it, but
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I mean, no, because last year I was high in pressures. I think I was like four, five, or six, somewhere like that, and I didn't like it. I don't like pressures. I'm not gonna lie to you.
The reason well, you got a lot of sacks too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think last year I had so many pressures, but I only had 8.5 sacks, you know, and just, you know, putting my best foot forward and learning from my mistakes and watching the film. I had 13.5 this year. So, I mean, if I would have came back another year, which I'm not,
yeah.
I would have got even more sacks, but, you know, that's just how it is. So, pressures are not the thing for me. That's just how I look at it.
Like, finishing is your thing.
We love both. We love pressures, and we appreciate pressure as a stat, both in college and the pros. But we also love the attitude, if I get there, I want to finish it. Talk about your speed around the edge, and particularly your bend, because it's a combination of speed and bend for me when I watch your tape that really sort of grabs my eye and says, that's different. So a lot of guys, a lot of ways to get there, you know that. A lot of ways to win, getting to the quarterback. But you've got bend, and bend is this rare sort of unobtainium quality.
People keep saying that, yeah.
Yeah, no, you've got bend. It stands out in this class. How'd you develop that? Was that something you always had?
I don't know. Maybe I always had it. I don't know. You know, it was crazy. I was talking to one coach, and I was doing this drill. And he said, You're never gonna be that low to the ground. And I looked at him, I was like, you didn't watch my film.
Yeah.
Watch, you know what I mean? You didn't watch my film. So like, to him, it's unattainable. To me, I can do it. So like, and I work on that every day. You know what I mean? I work on it all the time. So it's not like something I, thinking about it, it's not something I just, you know, magically happened and I was magically gifted with. Nothing that I produce on the field is something that I was magically gifted with. Like, I had to get fast, I had to get strong. Not tall, what everybody keeps saying, but, you know, a player taller than life.
Hey, neither is Shaq Barrett, also Colorado State.
Yeah. You know,
he's having an incredible career.
Right.
Made a lot of money, got a lot of sacks.
A lot of sacks.
And it's so funny, you talk to offensive tackles that are 6'6", 6'7". You know who they hate blocking?
Us.
You.
Yeah. Because I'm going to – I can touch the floor. Like, I
yes.
can run full speed and touch the floor. And, you know, that's something, of course, I'm always working on. And sometimes it's like, oh, he's a great offensive lineman and you got to go face him. No, he has to face me. You know, that's my mentality. Like, a lot of these guys got to come face me. So I don't care what you have on your – what decal you have, you know, what is your stats, what is your statistics, what is your measurables. You got to come – you have to come block me. You have to.
The thing that really sticks out to me on film when I watch you, and I messaged JJ about it probably like 2:30 a.m. one night, and I was like, oh, my God, you know, when I was going through all your cut-ups, is you have a rare ability a lot of guys your age don't have to tie your feet to your hips.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you finish so well, right? Because
you're
not – like, you got to point your hips at the quarterback to get there. Like, your body's going to go where your hips are pointed. And you were throwing these cross chops around the edge. It honestly looked a lot like Shaq Barrett, where when you're kind of doing that sidestep, you can see your hips crank as you're going.
Like, yeah.
it's so rare to see guys your age do that and have that ability to work your hips and your feet at different angles simultaneously. Yeah. How long did it take you to learn how to do that?
I'm still learning. It's really, really hard because there's times where, like I said, there's times where I can touch the floor, I feel good, and there's times where I'm not even close. So it's really hard, you know, and I'm trying to get to a point where I can master it and I can do it every single time, you know. I'm trying to be a guy that, you know, can touch the floor every single time, that you're going to have to come down to my level, you know, and you're going to have to play me at, you know, my strengths, you know what I mean? It's really hard. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, yeah. I'm constantly.
It looks hard.
I'm constantly working on it every time. Sometimes people are like, how did you do that? I don't know. I can't tell you.
Sure.
I can't tell you.
But it comes from the work, and I appreciate that dedication and craft of, I'm still working. I don't know. I'm still learning. Yeah. I'm getting better. It's hard. I don't always hit it. Like, all of those sort of workmanlike mentality of, I'm not just here with a gift.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I can to make it happen. What are you working on right now as we're moving towards the combine and the draft? What's next? What's that top thing you go into training thinking every day? I got to get a little bit better at this.
Right now, you know, I got invited to the combine. So right now I'm just trying to run fast, you know, jump high, jump far, and that's all I'm working on right now. After this, I'm not going to play football for a little bit, so I'm going to put that to rest. All my moves to rest and just work on how to run fast, you know what I mean? I'm trying to run fast and just, you know, enjoy my experience too. So
for sure.
Another little nitty gritty film question I have for you, and again, something I don't see a lot of college rushers do. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the game. I'll probably find it in my cut-ups on my hard drive, but there's a few reps that I saw where mm-hmm. you're standing up and all of a sudden you switch your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because you see something and you're like, I need to switch what move I'm doing and I need to hit it off the right foot? Like,
yeah.
what's your thought process when you're switching your feet?
Most definitely. I mean, switching my feet, you step, like, sometimes it's a counting game, and sometimes, like, there's a difference between, let's say, the long arm, right? There's mm-hmm. a difference between hitting it with your inside foot and your right hand compared to hitting it with your outside foot and in your right hand.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different type of power. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's also certain moves you can do with, like, switching your feet. Let's say I'm too fast, I switch my feet to slow it up. Let's say I'm too slow, I switch my feet, you know, speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to my coach. He taught me ways to do that. You know what I mean? He allowed me to do that. He gave me the blessing. And it's just different ways to think about it. Like, pass rushing is like, the way I think about it is like boxing match and dancing. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, up top, you're always moving your hands. Like, I'm always throwing that jab. I'm always trying to get my hands. But, like, down low, you dancing. You got to know how to move your feet. Like, any tackle can just put their arm out and just take away from what I have to do. Just because everybody's going to be taller than me. And I have to beat them to the spot. I have to turn the corner so they're not able to throw their arm out, you know, and then use their length. I have to beat them to where they can't use their length. They can't use their, you know, the God-given gifts.
Mm-hmm. So if you're getting different sets from tackles, you might be like, okay, I got to hit this on the outside leg, yes. but they're going vertical. They're not jumping on me. So I got to switch the timing of it.
Yeah. It will be very dumb if a tackle jumps me. Like, it can
usually happen. Doesn't go well.
It doesn't go well. It can happen, of course. You know, I can get beat.
Yeah,
I can.
Sure.
I can, definitely can. But it'll be dumb if you do that. You know what I mean? It's better for you to, and then sometimes it's like, okay, most times I'm gonna get V setted or vertical set, just because I'm a speed guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So if I'm getting let's say this is a guy that wants to go really, really vertical, I might switch up my feet and just run right through him, because if you're going straight back, the quarterback is like 2 yards behind you. Let's say you're being honest, you know, you got a V setter, you know, I got to be a little bit more creative and I got to beat you to the spot. But once I get to the side of you, I'm just turning the corner, things I do all the time. I'm not just going to be like, okay, I'm God gifted speed, I'm God gifted strength, I'm God gifted bend. You're going to have to play me. Like, it's a game within a game. You know what I mean? So I think that's where I should see that a lot of the times, because I don't just bring one thing to the table. You know what I mean? I don't just bring two things to the table. I have an arsenal of things that I can do. Me personally, I try to keep it simple, but there's a lot of things I can do. Like, sometimes I'm a really, really fast guy. I have a great get off. But sometimes I might stutter off the line and you'd be like, oh, snap. And you're past me and I can go inside. Like,
You did that against Colorado. You hit that inside shoulder with long arm, and he's like, I'm just going to go through it.
Exactly. So, like, there's different things. Like, you always got to – it's always something, like, there's always something I can do to win. You know what I mean? And I was blessed to play all four downs. You know, mm-hmm. I was blessed to play the whole game. Not every team is going to allow me to play all four downs. You know what I mean? So, and when the teams that allow me to play third down, you know, I have to find a way to win. Those third downs, the limited plays I'm in. So it's in different ways. Like when I was playing all four downs, I was able to like play chess, you know what I mean? And play within a game within a game. I can do that. But, you know, there's different ways to go about it.
I love that.
I'm over here smiling at your boxing analogy because our podcast listeners say I talk about boxing too much. I'll have you know, people that know talk about boxing too.
People who know football and know my position. You got to keep your hands all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's tying your top to your bottom.
Yeah.
I love the idea of, you know, I was thinking about, you were talking about slowing down a pass rush with your feet, and I'm thinking about choking up on a bat. See, I can do baseball too. You know, it's a way to vary it. And I love you said, you know, your coach gave you his blessing to say, hey, you run this how you want to run. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to see how they react. And then I'm giving you the freedom to say, I got it. I'm going to do the opposite thing. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm going to win. That continual sort of, I'm going to do the next thing. It's not just, well, I got one move. You see a lot of guys, especially young pass rushers, got one move, threw my move. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Well, it's over. And it's not like that with you.
I mean, and me personally, like, and the way we work, me and my coach, is like, we watch film. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this move. All right, how'd I look? Okay, you can do that. You can't do that. You can do that.
Yeah.
So that's the blessing he gives me. You know, I got to play within this game, of course. You know what I mean? Can't be out there just spinning to, you know what I mean? I can't be doing that. Yeah. But, you know, it's more like, okay, I like this with this move. I like this on this side. You know what I mean? It's just a game within a game, you know? But then I also have go-tos that I can just do one move. Like, if I can run right past you, I'm going to run right past you.
Sure, football's always going to be that way. If you can win on the first thing and they can't stop it,
hey,
just keep at it.
If I'm going to run through his face, I'm going to run through his face.
Yeah. It's the preparedness, though, that really matters. And anytime we talk to NFL veterans, especially ones at the top of their game, like, that's one of the first things I always talk about. It's like, yeah, I showed up prepared.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, I, that's me personally. Like, that for me personally, like, not to make fun of the Bulls, the only downfall for me is because I didn't prepare all year for the guys that I'm facing. You know what I mean? That's the only downfall, and that don't have nothing to do with anybody. That's just how life works.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what it is, I gotta go out there and eat. You know what I mean? You know, I'm gonna watch my film. I'm gonna get better. I'm gonna find ways to get better. But I usually like to work all year for 12 games, and hopefully, how many games are in
17? 17.
Yeah, so
hopefully I'm all
it's
year
a long
for
season.
Games,
you know? Yeah.
Well, hopefully 20.
Yeah,
hopefully 20.
Yeah, there
hopefully
you go.
20.
You know what I mean?
Other than Shaq Barrett, which is the obvious one, are there any edges in the NFL that you watch to get inspiration from?
I mean, Hassan Reddick, he does a great job of using his hands, too.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't, you know, he has his motor. That's something that, you know, a lot of people say about me that I truly enjoy. Like, there's a couple times, I mean, I think it was the Utah State game or I forgot what game, like, tackle got to jump on me and I fell on the ground, but the play is still going, so I get up, you know, I make the sack. It's stuff like that, like never giving up, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? I've seen the same thing happen to him. Tackle got to jump on him, he falls down, rolls and everything, gets up, gets the sack, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's stuff like that that, you know, separates him from everybody else, and that's the reason why they're paying him a lot, that's the reason why he's starting, and that's the reason why he is the person that he is.
So, Howie, if you're listening,
yeah,
we got another one for you.
Right. They just keep stacking up. And Reddick's a great one because his career has not been all of that. Mm-hmm. And if he had given up early because the usage wasn't right or the results weren't there or whatever, if he'd stopped working, he wouldn't have seen the success that he has now. And he's, you know, he's got tremendous success now, but it wasn't always that way. And it's, again, that work, that preparation, that mindset. I'm going to be ready when the opportunity comes. I'm going to have done my work and be able to seize it. And okay. I see the same thing in you, and I think that points towards a great career.
You guys had a great program. Mm-hmm. I mean, still have a great program. There's still a lot of guys left on that team. But in terms of ones that are coming out next year, mm-hmm. that's going to be in this chair this time next year, who is it?
Right. I think it'll be Henry and Jack, Chase. I know Cam is coming out next year. Those are the guys that are, I think they're going to be coming out next year. And on this, Tori's coming out next year. I know everybody.
I was surprised he didn't come out this year.
I'm surprised too.
he could have. But
he made the choice. You know, yeah. That's him. And he's going to do well. He's going to be number one in all everything.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
So, you know, win or lose, he's going to be good. Who else is coming out?
Well, that's a bunch, and we can start there. Yeah, so.
That's the thing. It's a stacked team.
Yeah.
You guys had a hell of a year. I personally cannot wait to see where you go, and I'm sure there's a bunch of, literally across the hall, there's a bunch of NFL scouts that are waiting to talk to you. It's not going to keep you too long, but we cannot wait to see your destination. We can't wait to see you ball out because we are very confident that you're going to be our next guy every single year that we do, where it's we tried to tell you a Shrine Bowl, he's really good.
Thank you.
Then you go and be really good. Thank you for showing.
Thanks for taking time, Mo.